When I, all right, so we left off with two non-answers, right, and then his answer, which we'll see if he sticks with. Okay, so again, what's the main issue? The Gemara says we know the korban tamid shel shachar is the first korban. How? Either we say because of ha'olah, right, or we say because it's more common. Meaning, if I have the korban tamid versus the musaf, tadir tells me which one should go first and which one's more constant, the korban tamid. Okay, so Tosa says, what do I need both limuds for? There's no need for that. So he just, it's such an amazing Tosa. So he keeps giving possibilities. Okay, so we left off, I think, with non-answer number two. Non-answer number two is that, what's the case? So if I have one animal, right? I have one animal, right? Graber, don't ask the question. I have one animal, and now I don't know what to do. Shh, calm down. I don't know what to do, right? I'm at Tzibor. The Tzibor says we don't know what to do. Do we make this a Korban Tamid or a Korban Musaf? It's Shabbos, right? What do we do? So Tadir tells you, right, that Korban Tamid, right? Oh, so what do you need Ha'olah for? Ha'olah is for a case where there's actually two animals, okay? I have A and B. And now I have Tamid, Musaf, A, B. I got to know which one goes where. Oh, so Ha'olah teaches you the Tamid comes from the Musaf. But Tosos, I mean, it's such an absurd, again, he's trying to teach you theoretics here. Because the answer says, what do you mean? The Mishnah openly says that's not the case. You know what I mean? He knows that. So what's he trying to teach us? Again, he's probing. He's trying to give us different possibilities of how to understand resolving this. Well, I guess let's go in order. Oh, is that a question?
No.
You have a possibility?
Yeah.
Very exciting. I want to say that the reason why Tosos tests out this possibility is because, again, and I think it works out from the Dharma Davos. He's always looking for the simplest explanation for how to resolve this tension between the two limudim. That's his goal. I think that's why he's taking us down this road. So I would argue the next move he's going to make here is to say that there isn't anything intrinsically superior about the Korban Tamid over the Musaf at all. Okay?
Even Ha'olah.
What?
Even for the Pasuk of Ha'olah.
Even Ha'olah. Okay? Even Ha'olah. Now I'm going to go in order from Tadir to Ha'olah and then work the way Dovi did,
well,
backwards.
Obviously,
so Tadir is like this. I have one animal in front of me, right? The problem is I don't know how to discharge my obligation. I have no knowledge of it whatsoever. There's nothing in me and there's nothing there to tell me which way to go, right? So Tosus is saying, so Tadir comes along and tells me, again, as an external makriya, which way to go. Ha'olah is all Ha'olah teaches us is that there's a sequence, that there's an order. That's it. It introduces an idea of if I have A and B in front of me, change it from A to B to 1 and 2. But just because something comes first doesn't make it more important. That's just a sequence. That's just an order. That's all it is. I understand. That's all. It's just an order. So now what Dovi's saying is like this. Now work backwards. What Dovi's saying is that all Ha'olah can ever tell me is that there's an order. Right, but order does not mean prominence at all. Order tells me is that I have 10 things in front of me. Okay, so order them out.
Well,
which one goes first?
What does prominence even mean?
What?
What else does prominence even mean?
No, there could be something chashuv that makes it number one. That's what you want to say. What I'm saying at this point is Tosis is saying no. Tosis is saying that we have a bunch of korbanos in front of us. The Torah has to come along and tell you the order that they're given in. That's all. But that's not telling me anything about the Ola itself. Mm-hmm. It's just telling me that these things are unlabeled. So now they need a sequence.
Yeah,
But now when I remove that, if I don't have that anymore and all I have is one animal, I have no idea how to discharge my chiyuv. That's how Tadir comes in. So they're both externals. That's the point. Now the Maskana, what does the Maskana show you? The fact that Tadir applies as a contrast, what does that teach us now about Ha'olah? What's underlying the maskana? That the problem is the korban tamid will end up being superior to the musaf. There is something in it that's going to make it better. That's the maskana. Saying that, no, that's not, Tadiris isn't used to sit there and when I have like a, what do you call it? A little bit like what you're saying, but not exactly. Where I don't know which chiyuv to discharge, right? That's not what Tadir is. Tadir is like, say it again, Tadir, Vishaino Tadir, Tadir Koda, meaning what do I have in front of me? It's always about what?
Two.
It's always a contrast. It's always taking one against the other, meaning I have in front of me these two phenomena, these two realities of not a predetermined version of whether what I'm chayiv in, but rather what? I have in front of me a korban of a tamid and a musaf.
And where for the Havamina?
Ha'olah is going to have to teach you something intrinsically superior about the korban tamid.
I'll accept that, but what's...
Okay, so we're running out of time. No. Now comes the next thing. Now, what about the third non-answer, right? Which is a non-answer, which is like this, which is that, I'll tell you what the difference is. The difference is like this. So this is hard. So Tadir teaches you mitzvah, which means that if I had the Musaf and Tumen in front of me, right? So what do? I do the Tumen first. That's the better way to do it. But Ha'olah teaches me Ikuv, which would seem to indicate that, again, well, indicates clearly that if I did the Musaf, now this is important, if I did the Musaf after the Tumid, the Musaf's puzzle. Again, I'm going to emphasize that, okay? Before, thank you. All right, I'm going to emphasize that again. In other words, what do you call it? Tadir teaches me that the Korban Tumid should come before the Korban Musaf, right? That's the mitzvah. But the ikuv is that if I did the musaf before the tamid, now the musaf is puzzle. Again, if I did the musaf before the tamid, the musaf's the problem. Now Tosa says, how does he reject that? He says, well, we know it's not true, factually, because the tamid and musaf are makiv each other. So you can't apply ikuv. So again, obviously he knows that. So what theoretical possibilities are you trying to play with now? Abram wants to know, one second. Oh, sorry, man wants to know. One second. You're just louder than him. What do I need a mitzvah for if I know there's ikuv, right? I did the word ikuv very carefully, right? I said, if I do the musaf before the tamid, right? How many more times I have to say it? If I do the musaf for the tamid, the musaf's possible, right? So you're saying, okay, so then what do I need mitzvah? What do I need? What are the Torah has to come along and tell me a lichatchila? That's strange. That's very strange. Can't be, right? I think it's a good way to frame it. Taking your question and framing it the way I'm about to frame it, which is the way you're framing it, is to say that if I establish whatever ikuv is, what should emerge from that is something missing that tadir, right, milvad will fill in. Do you understand? In other words, you know you're on the right track if, in defining ikuv, you realize, oh, one second, if I still need the limud of mitzvah, that's not so easy. I said it a million times for a reason, okay? All ikuv teaches you is that the musaf, if it's done after the tamid, is a problem, right? Before. Now, what's that telling us ultimately? What? No. We have a relational order. We know the relationship between A and B.
But there's no intrinsic.
But where could the tamid have been?
After.
I go to the mikdash. I look at my order. I look at my list of korbanos, right? All I have to see, sequence 1 through 10, right? In order to make sure that ikuv isn't an issue, what do I have to see on that list?
You just have to order everything after it.
What?
You just have to order everything after. No, the tamid comes before the musaf.
That's it.
The darn and double could come before the tamid.
Right. It could be number 5 in the day.
No, because Ola can tell you that all.
What Klein is saying is that all I can ever know from ikuv, right, is a relationship between A and B. But it's not telling us anything at all about the Tumid being first. It could be the Tumid's 5th and the Musaf 6th.
But what about?
This is saying that, okay, well, I can show you a prominence, right, of the Korban Tumid, right, but not quite yet at the intrinsic point. What I can show you is what? I can show you that, okay, well, the relationship, in other words, what gives it prominence through a certain type of relationship, meaning the Musaf must come after that. But that doesn't tell me anything insofar as the sequence is concerned. How would I know anything about beforeness, so to speak? How would I know? Right? That's what Tadir is coming to teach you, or Milvad, I should say, to be more precise. Milvad's coming to teach you that. It's coming to teach you that, no. It's true, the Tamid could have been 5th, right? And then the Musaf would have to be 6th, so to speak. Right? Exactly. But again, I'm not saying that's in the identity of the Korban itself. Right, exactly. Exactly. Okay? There is a problem Tosfos runs into is that at the end of the day, right? Again, we want to show why maybe Ha'olah would be naturally first, so to speak. But you have a problem though, because if that were true, then you could never have a situation where they're not mock of each other. So how could it be that the Korban Tumid is first, but at the same time they're not mock of each other? That's cognitive dissonance. It's impossible. That can't be. You understand? What is the firstness of the Korban Tumid if all along then it's not Makiv? That sounds like a very bad first. You know what I mean?
Wait, so what's the Havmina?
One more time. So the answer, which again, well, he's going to toy with, the answer is to say that no, we're going to break up, so we're going to retain something about the Korban, the Korban Tumid to say that it's still first, but not in the way you thought. Okay? One second. No, it's not an ideal. No. There is an ikuv here. Okay. Yeah. The Korban Tumid, the Haktara of the Evarim, okay, the burning of the limbs and organs of the Korban Tumid must be completed before I complete my Musaf, okay? But I could do, so that's Ha'olah. Right. Yeah. But I could do Shechita and Zrika, right, prior to, of the Musa, prior to the Tamid. I just shouldn't. Right. Right. I shouldn't. Ideally, I shouldn't.
Well, is that true?
Yeah. No, ideally, you shouldn't. For sure. Right. No, for sure, you shouldn't. Ideally. Now, I don't even have an answer, but you shouldn't. So what's that? Okay, so that's not fair. That's like a cheat answer, because what Tosu is doing, it's like he's taking his arbitrary knife out, and no pun intended, and then you're splitting the korban, or splitting the conceptual korban, because he's saying, okay, these parts aren't such a big deal, this part is a big deal.
That's chiddush.
No, it's a big chiddush. Yeah. I can't just do that, though. You have to explain the rationale.
Follow Tosu.
I understand, I know. We don't deify Tosu's.
What do you mean,
yeah.
Really? Come on.
No,
you
don't
believe in multiple gods.
It's just one we learned from.
There's obviously one thing we can say without defining it, obviously, that the Haktara, you know this, the Haktara of the Evarim is the... No, but more than that, is the what?
The post-Avodah.
It's the last part of the Korban. Exactly right. The culmination of the Korban. How do I know when I'm done with my Korban? The Haktara is Evarim. That we know. So we have something to work with here. We have to start somewhere. It'd be very hard if Haktara Sefarim was like third. That'd be very hard. I'm just saying, if you want to frame the question, you have to understand, what does it mean to say first to finish? That's not a natural way of saying first.